నమస్కారం. సనాతన ధర్మ ఇస్ టైమ్ ఇమ్మెమోరియల్, ఇట్స్ ఎటర్నల్. ఇట్స్ వాల్యూస్, ఇట్స్ ప్రాక్టికాలిటీ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎవర్ లాస్టింగ్. ఇట్ హెస్ స్టుడ్ ద టెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ హెస్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు అడాప్ట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ద చేంజింగ్ పీరియడ్స్. Now we are at a crucial juncture. Bhagavan has a very peculiar practice. As the yugas pass by, he simplifies the means to reach him. To cite a shloka, dhyayan krite yajanyajnyaihi tretayam dvapare archayannu యదాప్నోతి తదాప్నోతి కలౌ సంకీర్త్య కేశవం. ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ యుగ, విచ్ ఇస్ కృతయుగ, వి వెర్ ఆల్ బ్లెస్డ్ విత్ వెరీ లాంగ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ ఎ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ పర్సనాలిటీ. వి వెర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ సాత్విక్ క్వాలిటీస్. సో భగవాన్ షోడ్ అస్ అ డిఫికల్ట్ పాత్, which is the path of meditation, dhyana marga. Then in treta yuga, our lives shortened, our ability got reduced. So he too simplified the means. Yajan yajnyaihi tretayam, by performing penances, by yaga and yajna, we were reaching moksham. Then the third yuga, he further simplified. In the fourth, the most simple form of nama sankirtana. So from this action of Bhagavan, it is evident that he is willing to simplify. He is not willing to compromise on the ultimate objective, but he is willing to simplify the means to reach that objective. We have to accomplish the same goal, but the ways may be simpler. Taking a clue, taking a leaf from this book of Bhagavan, we must also always adapt Sanatana Dharma to the changing Pratyaksha Loka. Our acharyas have been very conscious so that the gap between Vaidika and Laukika, the spiritual life and material life, never widens. If the gap widens, then people who are all too much laukikas, who are into material life, may slowly lose hope and start drifting away from spiritual life. So our acharyas never allowed that to happen. Today we have changed lot of the prescriptions in Sanatana Dharma, but we are yet to approve or ratify all those changes. Changes occur, but they have to be authenticated by acharyas. We as common people, we do not have the authority, we can't authenticate changes. But changes are inevitable, they have happened already. For example, we were supposed to have only well water, but today we can't find it anymore. We were supposed to spat on the floor to eat, but we all use tables and chairs now. Not that I am using, but still I am telling you, sharing with you. So many Sanatana Dharmic practices have changed, but they have not been approved. So I think this is time that all acharyas, mathadipatis, they sit together. They cannot dilute anything. They too don't have the authority to do it. Neither they would do it. They should sit together, think about these changes, try to adapt, and give us all a guideline. You can't change the Vedas, but certainly you can give some annexure to them, an addendum. When I say so, you may ask me, why should we change? Why should we dilute? We need not. I am only requesting that it has to be simplified. If you don't, We have already changed them. Not that we are sticking to the books of Vedas. In practice, we have already changed them. But it is better that those changes are ratified by our acharyas. If they don't, then we will be doing something without their approval. We will have a feeling of guilt. Instead, it is better they guide us. There is one more request. There are many sadhas, Bhashya sadhas, Brahma Sutra sadhas, Upanishad sadhas, Gita sadhas, where great scholars get together. They talk about highly technical issues, but they don't reach us. I think now is the time that these sadhas, all the conferences, the seminars, must be closer to public. The vidwans, the scholars might take the resolutions that are passed in these conferences, the materials that are shared in these conferences with common man like us. If I have a doubt on karma, whom should I put it to? I can put it to this conference of scholars. They can take subjects that are more relevant to today's life. Those subjects must be discussed in the background, in the backlight of shastras. They must be discussed and resolutions passed, and those resolutions must be given as guidelines to common people like us. If these things start happening, and the temples and mutts are counseling centers, if they transform to be counseling centers, which they were in olden days, if they transform to be counseling centers, then we can go approach them, mend our lives, we can get guidelines from them, which will be a great change. I hope this comes. We should all plead to Bhagavan and all the acharyas to guide us the right way so that we don't drift away. Thank you.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-32-19021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.